Haribo.
Haribo.
Jai Maharaj.
Jai.
I was just typing a little message in case, you didn't call.
Okay.
I have to give a little talk soon from our main stage here, but I'm glad that we made it.
Okay, can you put your picture on? I mean, your live...
Yeah, hold on. There you go.
Jai.
Live in Carpinteria in Poland. Introduce Maharaj.
On the Baltic Sea coast.
Jai.
We're doing our I think it's our 41st festival of the summer now. We've got about four more to go. And it's about 8:30 at night, and we've got a big crowd of about 4,000 people out there. I'm scheduled to give a talk, but I'm pumped up a little bit so I could say a few words to our beloved Rose on this very auspicious day. Shall I say a little something now, Maharaj?
Yes.
Well, Rose, you remember last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I can't remember, myself and Giriraj Maharaj were visiting your home. We were having a delightful time in your quaint little home there that's always so neat and tidy and clean. And we had some tea and we had some sweets, and it was a very nice, we were discussing about Srila Prabhupada, and you were sharing a memory of Srila Prabhupada with all of us. And somehow or other, the subject matter of, you know, the possibility of you taking initiation came up. You remember that?
Yeah.
And, at that time you had some reservations for whatever reasons. You were just very humble, I think. You didn't feel qualified. And, but in my... I was just praying you would say yes, that you would take initiation from His Holiness Giriraj Swami. It didn't happen at that time, but I know I had a very strong desire that you would do so, because I've always felt that you've been a very, you know, you've been very much part of our, of the Hare Krishna movement, you know, historically, and the service you've done. And, you know, you had so many wonderful exchanges with Srila Prabhupada. And I could tell that when you were sharing those with us, they were very deep attachments. So when Maharaj called me a couple of days ago and said that, you know, that you had discussed it with him again, initiation, and you had agreed to it, I was just overjoyed. I've been so excited, you know, I just couldn't wait for the moment to tell you how happy I am that you're entering into our you know, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, Sampradaya, but more so that, you know, you'll be part of Srila Prabhupada's family, actually eternally. I was remembering that a lecture Prabhupada gave where he said that this initiation ceremony, he says, deathlessness begins at the moment of initiation because it grants us eternal life in Krishna consciousness. We often say, Janma Prabhu say that my spiritual master and the previous teachers, acharyas, they're my masters birth after birth. So Krishna's always arranging. Once we take initiation, Krishna takes personal interest in our lives and guides us till we make it back home, back to Godhead. So I feel today you're going to be very safe and secure in Srila Prabhupada's family with the wonderful guide, a wonderful spiritual master, Giriraj Swami. And he's blessing you with this chanting of Hare Krishna. Prabhupada used to say that the chanting is always beneficial, no matter how one, even if one just chants in jest. The holy name is so merciful, it's no different than the Lord, and Krishna's always full of compassion for the fallen souls, that if someone chants, even if he's just mimicking the devotees, and they're chanting the holy name so powerful that volumes of sinful reactions are destroyed in the heart. And if one takes to the chanting seriously, gradually the material desires are also uprooted. But to get the goal of the chanting, to get the goal of the process of Krishna consciousness, which is Krishna prema, we have to receive the mantra from a bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession. So that's happening to you today. So this is your spiritual birth. And I can just imagine that, you know, in your 95 years, you've had a number of birthday celebrations. Of course, as you get older, you probably don't observe them so much anymore, but people have been wishing you well on your birthday, 95 birthdays. But this is the real birth. This is the spiritual birth. So when people ask you how old you are, starting tomorrow, you don't have to say 95. You can spam one day old. This is an eternal blessing. We carry it with us forever. I remember one time when Prabhupada was present with us, one of my god sisters took initiation, and Prabhupada gave him the name Sukha Sajari. And he chanted on her beads, and she was very attached to those beads, those japa beads that she had. But unfortunately, she left them on a bus one day in Detroit, Michigan. And she wrote to Prabhupada asking if he could chant on another set of beads for her, which Prabhupada very mercifully did. He was still doing that. But he added a little note. He said, I have chanted on your beads. He said, but these beads, those beads, it's not so important. He said, once you take initiation into the chanting of Hare Krishna, he said, it's an eternal blessing.
Jai.
So you're getting an eternal blessing today. And, you know, we're all very, very happy for you. Especially me, because, you know, I'm very attached to you. I love you very much. I always like to come over to your home there. I'm looking forward to coming there again. It very much reminds me when I was a young boy, I used to go to my grandmother's house. And it was just like your house. So nice and neat and arranged. And we had cookies and little, you know, donuts and whatever, you know, so we came to your house and some kind of food. And now I'm happy that everything's perfect and complete in your life, and you're taking initiation from, you know, one of Prabhupada's dearmost sons. I think that's another blessing, that, you know, you're taking initiation, and you're taking initiation from someone who's so dear to Srila Prabhupada. And because he's dear to Srila Prabhupada and you're dear to him, you will also become even more dear to Srila Prabhupada, who's very dear to you. So everything's perfect and complete, and I'm very happy I could say a few words of encouragement to you. Please take this chanting as your life and soul. Whatever we want to achieve in Krishna consciousness comes by the blessings of chanting. Whatever bad things in our heart go away very quickly, and again those desires are dissipated, and then our love for Krishna blossoms very quickly. So this is Krishna's special grace on you, that you can take initiation today from Giriraj Swami and become Srila Prabhupada's granddaughter. People see you as a grandma. Now you're not only one day old, you're a granddaughter. Thank you very much. And all the best. Whatever blessings I have, you know, then I give them all to you. And wish you all success in your progressive spiritual path. And I hope to see you in person again very soon and party home again and have some tarts and donuts and tea. And we can talk about Srila Prabhupada with Giriraj Swami again. Okay? Tomorrow, if I've got a few minutes, I'll just come to watch.
Okay. Rose wants to say something to you.
It's been a great pleasure in my life to have been in the company
Hold it closer.
No, he doesn't have a
sense. I look
forward.
Come say hello to Rose. Jesus is getting initiation. Wow. Let me look in the picture.
I look forward to another visit. If I can last that long. If I can make it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So, Maharaj?
Yes?
How much time do you have?
Well, I'm just going to kind of, maybe 15 minutes.
All right, because Ritatvita Swami also wanted to say some things on Skype, but then again, maybe it's good okay. If you're here when I give her her beads, but he may also not take long.
Okay. I definitely want to see this and hear this and witness this historic occasion and Srila Prabhupada's family, that his dear granddaughter, spiritual granddaughter, is going to come so close to him by your mercy.
All right, so we'll do that now, and then Ritatvita Swami can speak after
okay.
that.
Okay.
I look forward to another visit.
Rose says she looks forward to another visit from you.
You know, I think she's going to outlive me. She'll probably live to be about 120 or something.
Hurry!
I'll definitely come.
So, Rose?
Hare Krishna.
So, there is a certain format to the taking of vows and receiving of the beads and the new name.
New name.
Yes. So, to begin with, Srila Prabhupada would ask the new initiates how many rounds. So generally, the standard was 16 rounds. But what I understand from you is you're going to just chant and chant and chant as much as you can.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then he would ask, what are the four principles? And you know them. No eating meat, fish, or eggs. No taking of intoxicants, including coffee, tea, and cigarettes. I mean, no question, but just for the formality. And no gambling, which again is out of the question. And then the fourth one is so out of the question that I don't think we even need to say it, but there's a fourth one. No. Anyway. It's not even worth mentioning in this august assembly. Now, so basically, you agree.
Yes, I do.
You do. And so now, these are your, you have your old beads, which you're going to keep, but these are your new beads, initiation beads. And, yes, we have to put your Tulsi neck beads on. One of the initiated devotees will Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And now we each get a flower garland.
Never tried that again.
This is for your Guru Maharaj. You need to offer to your Guru Maharaj, not your Swami. You are going to offer this man to your Swami, your Guru Maharaj.
No,
yeah.
So, Yes, roses for Rose. So, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, I'm pleased to accept you as a duly initiated disciple in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And henceforward, you shall be known by the name Rajani Priya Dasi. Rose is like a mother to so many devotees. In fact, sometimes she's called ISKCON's mother.
And grandmother.
And grandmother. And grandmother.
And grandchild now.
And Rajani was the name of Srila Prabhupada's mother.
Really?
Yeah. Her name was Rajani. And Rajani is also a name of Durga, who is an expansion of Radharani.
Durga?
Durga.
Oh, Durga.
Yeah. She's an expansion of Srimati Radharani. And she's also considered the mother of the material world.
I had a sister with the name of Durga. Really? My oldest sister.
Really? Okay. And Priya means one who is dear to. It means dear or one who is dear to. And so, so Rajani Priya means one who is dear to Rajani, which could be the original Rajani Durga, or to Srila Prabhupada's mother Rajani. Yeah. And Dasi, servant of. So, we thought this would be a very appropriate name for you. And also, Rose begins with R, and Rajani Priya begins with R. So, Rajani Priya Devi Dasi Ki.
To say it.
Yeah. Well, people will remind you because they'll be calling you that. All right. Should we, Maharaj, should we try to add Ratutvaja Swami now, or what?
That would be wonderful. He can give his blessings.
Okay. So we do a plus, right? Yeah, why isn't it making the sound?
This is his screen, right?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. Niranjan Swami.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances. Well, this is so amazing. You phoned right in the middle of Rose Forecash's initiation ceremony. And His Holiness Indradumya Swami is on Skype, and he just gave a little talk, and then suddenly you phoned right in the midst of the ceremony. We just gave her name, Rajani Priya. Rajani is Srila Prabhupada's mother's name and a name of Durga, like a universal mother. And so there's about 20 devotees in the temple room or whatever. And so that's why everyone was like so excited that you phoned right at that moment. Would you like to say a few words? All right, let me put you on speaker.
I guess I could say without any reservation whatsoever how happy I am today to hear that Rajini Priya named Dasi has taken initiation. I think it's wonderful. I think it's the fruit of all of her service to Srila Prabhupada. And it's the fruit of her association with devotees, and it's a blessing, what's a complete blessing, to have received initiation from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, who's completely convinced, 100% her well-wisher, and it will fulfill everything required to see that Rajini Priya Devi Dasi is fully successful in his life.
Oh, thank you so much, Maharaj.
What was that?
Just hide.
You still there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, okay. So...
I just didn't know if we were still connected or not. I should promise to get back to the ceremony and satisfy all the other devotees who are also there.
Well, they're in so much ecstasy, you know, from what's happening and from Indradumya Swami's association. And now your association, it's just, it couldn't be better. I think it's Prabhupada's mercy. It's all Prabhupada's mercy.
Wow.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, I wish you were here too. But I'm so happy. Yes.
I would have loved to have been here. Oh, what can I say? I am here.
Thank you. I will, if you come this way again, I'll have some more strudel for you.
Yeah, Rose's famous Hungarian strudel, I found out for the first time 3 days ago that she actually gave some to Srila Prabhupada. And when he ate it, he opened his eyes very wide. Yeah, she's shared many wonderful anecdotes that from her times with Srila Prabhupada, which I'd never heard before. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
I did record
from at her house. She's more come out, but I did record them. Yes, I did record them.
Uh-huh. I guess it's going to be material for a new book.
Yeah, so many books. So many books. Well, I guess I'll let you go then. I mean, it's wonderful.
Anything else that you needed to speak to me about? I should call some other time?
It would be nice. It would be nice, yeah. When it's convenient for you. Yeah.
I'm in Bologna for a few more days and then I go back to Ukraine for the festival, so it would be probably best to speak to you before I leave for Ukraine, if it's possible.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. I mean, it's a top priority for me to speak with you. It was just wonderful timing at this moment.
I'm really glad that I guess it's only had to be Krishna. What else could it be?
Yeah.
Who else could it be?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll call another time also.
All right. Thank you,
Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, glorious to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'm just going to try to phone Ratut Rajaswami. I don't know. Maharaj?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
What's next?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask. Oh, are you asking me?
What's that?
Maharaj? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. He's not responding. Yeah. Ingasari, Gasaka, Sari, Amari, Amari, So Rose, I'll just explain a little about the principle of parampara. Parampara means literally one after the other. And so you've heard Maharaj mention the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. That means the original guru is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he imparts the Vedic knowledge to his direct disciple. He had several direct disciples, but one of them is Lord Brahma, the first created being, Lord Brahma. He received the Vedic knowledge directly from Krishna. And Krishna, and then he in turn imparted that knowledge to his son and disciple Narada. And Narada imparted the Vedic knowledge, or instructed the Vedic knowledge to his disciple Vyas, Veda Vyas, who compiled the Vedic literature. And then he imparted it to Madhvacharya. He's one of the great acharyas in our line. And like that, it came through one after the other to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then from him to his disciples, direct disciples, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and others. And then from them down the line to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then our Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada's disciples are continuing. So by this ceremony, you have been connected with that line, officially connected with that line. And so the knowledge you get and the instructions that you get are coming from Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, through this line. And similarly, the service that you render, it is conveyed in the same way through your immediate link to the parampara. And then through us, it's passed on to Srila Prabhupada, and then he passes it on to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he passes it on to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then all the way back to Krishna. So it's a very sacred occasion and a very fortunate one. It is said that the chances of becoming connected with a bona fide spiritual master are like a turtle in the ocean. And in that ocean, there's a board. And in that board, there's a hole. So what are the chances of a turtle in the ocean happening to come up through that hole onto that board or raft. So it's very fortunate. Very fortunate. And with whatever time you have left, you should use every moment possible to serve Krishna. Think of Krishna by chanting, reading books about Krishna, and telling others about Krishna. Yes. I was very glad to hear how many people you are encouraging to chant Hare Krishna in your housing area. And even when you go out, you meet people and tell them to chant Hare Krishna, and you have your homeless group near the Carpinteria Beach who are chanting. So this is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when we encourage and induce others to chant Hare Krishna. So I think I'll just, I mean, there are so many. I will, you know, like I mentioned, we'll have to print them and make like a little scrapbook for you with all the good wishes that different devotees sent to you. But one devotee who really wanted to come but couldn't make it is Jagarambika. So I will read what she wrote. She wrote it to me, and afterwards I told her that I would read it to you. And I won't read it all, but I am beyond happy that you are doing this. Your kindness and concern for every devotee's welfare is amazing. Finally, my life is complete. What a long overdue initiation. You are the one who's always been there for her all these years. She's a very special soul. Mother Rose has been a mother to so many of us. I am very fond of her and eternally indebted to her and her late husband, Sam. I started crying in happiness when I read that you were giving Rose initiation. Mother Rose is not just Leela Shakti Devi Dasi's mother, but all of our mother. I am eternally indebted to her. She has no idea how much I adore, love, and appreciate her for what she's done for me. I will not be able to make it, but I will be there in spirit. I hope someone will record the ceremony so I can see Mother Rose, who I love dearly, take this important step in her spiritual life. Thank you for linking her formally to Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Krishna. Please also pray for me. Jagadambika Devi Dasi. And then there were some small ones from devotees who don't maybe know you that well, but still, because they're Prabhupada's disciples. This one is from Gudge, so I don't know if it's Gajapati or... He said, this is wonderful news. May all bless her. My mother passed away at the age of 89, and I found among her life's letters that she saved several from Rose Forecash in 1977 and 78 when I joined the devotees. Then there's one from, I forget her name. She's in Hawaii. Her son is Raghu. No.
Jagadatri.
Maharaj, please, please convey my love to Rose. She was so wonderful when I was doing the folk program in New Dwarka, giving me tips on how we had to offer something to get these people involved as members. She helped me with the newsletters, the events, and so on. What a special, special soul. And this one is from Tejas Das. I don't know if you know him, but you might. He's been here a couple of times. He's Prabhupada's disciple, very early disciple. Oh my goodness, so nice. You are fortunate to have such a sincere disciple, and she is so fortunate to be connected to Srila Prabhupada by one of his nicest. Hey, how? It's like a conspiracy.
Did you? And sincere disciples.
I met her long back, and she was already a Krishna angel. So, would you like to say anything? I think it would be nice if... Speak close.
Yeah. Do I have to speak right to it?
It seems okay right now.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for all the wonderful wishes. For as many years as I've been in the movement, and so many wonderful things have occurred in my life, I have to add this as one of the wonderful things in my life. This is one of the wonderful things. It was with great pleasure that I joined the movement, and I did. My parents were very pleased, extremely pleased, that when they went to join the movement themselves, the devotees did not know what to do. Unfortunately, they were one of few people, but it made a great impression on my parents. Great impression. And my life. life has been blessed with this and for this, and to all my friends, my two sons, my love and devotion will always be dear. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Oh, one of your sons is right here. So, I think we can just have a little kirtan now and
be nice. Nice.
Prasad.
I have the beads that you gave me about 20 years ago.
Yeah, maybe you can pass them on.
I think I'm inclined to almost add that to the new beads.
Yeah, that's
all day and all night.
Yeah. Yeah, if you do 60.
The new beads seem to have. Is it the new ones?
Yeah, these are the new ones. Yeah.
They have more beads?
No, they're just bigger.
More beads.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I will chant as much as I can. Thank you. Thank you. I don't think the bag will
go around and say something.
Yes. Excellent. Yes. Perfect.
Of life. You've had such a wonderful life in Krishna consciousness and all the love that you have given out and all the love that you receive is just phenomenal. Everybody sending you love from all over the world all the time. You just mean so much to us. And you're a person that I don't know how you do it, but you just sneak into everyone's heart. And you lodge yourself there and become such an important person for so many people. I just love you so much. And I'm really glad that I have your association and I've come to know you and observe you. I didn't know you in Los Angeles. I was off on other parts of the world. But it means so much to me to know you and be one of the persons that you love. And you are my mother. Love you dearly. Giriraj Swami, thank you so much for this blessed event and initiation to our dear ones. Thank you, and I can't think of a better person to do that because she certainly has mothered you.
Yes, she has. She has.
And now she's your daughter. Thank you very much.
Both.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Very happy to be here with you today. I was preaching to a devotee the other day and I was realizing that we all come to Krishna consciousness because a devotee is kind. We get the mercy of the devotee, and that's how we ultimately get the mercy of Krishna. And you have been such a devotee for me. Always be kind. Always encourage me. And I'm very grateful for that. And I think your name is very appropriate because you have that loving mood, which I haven't always had in my life. But I appreciate you being that loving for me. And I think that somehow or other Krishna planned for you to take this step now so that wherever the future goes, you will have that strong connection with your eternal spiritual family. Because we are your family, and we've always been very happy to be your family. And we're more happy now that it's eternally solidified. So, I don't have blessings to offer, but just gratitude for you, and gratitude for my Guru Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj.
I don't know where I fit in this, but I want to say so much that you've all been very, very deep friends of my mother's, and I'll always carry that in my heart, knowing that as well. And I know how much this means to her to receive your obeisances and become an adept in this. And I wish for many more years that you can all share each other's company, because we all love you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Rose, I've seen you a few times when there's celebration here.
Give my best.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. And you know that I'm a car salesman, and I did ask my guru, Mal Krishna Goswami, what's the difference between serving before initiation and after initiation? So he gives me a situation where the difference is that when you're not initiated, it's like a test drive of a car. You're getting the benefits of driving the car. You enjoy it, you go around, and it's actually cool. But when you get initiated, you sign the contract. And the company, all the way straight, not only the store, right now on the test drive, all the salesmen, the general manager knows you. But when you sign that contract, the company, the car company, all the way, if it's Toyota, the car company gets to know you. You are officially acknowledged by the head company. And in this situation, if the spiritual head company, straight from the spiritual world, acknowledges you. You had a long test drive. Now it's a done deal. Congratulations.
Rose, I wish you love and beauty that surrounds you here, and that you give out and you receive. More than anyone I know, you draw people into you because you love people and you are genuinely interested in people. And I really want to thank the community here for your love and support of Rose for all these years. And this is just a very, very special occasion. And Giri Raj Swami, thank you for your devotion and your friendship and spiritual guidance for Rose. and for everyone really in this room and that is participating today. So Rose, you are a mother to me, as you are to everyone in this room, and those are the thoughts and sentiments that people have shared from all over the world with you. You are our mother, and we love you.
Thank you. I would really like to thank you for always being that spiritual grandmother that I never had, for always encouraging me to be in Krishna consciousness and always supporting me in every decision I made and coming to my dance performances. And at every program, you would always give me so much love, and I'm so appreciable to that. I would really like to thank you, and congratulations.
Hare Krishna. So the other day, when I was with Maharaj, and we came to visit you, and the whole scenario unfolded when you asked Maharaj about initiation, and I feel so honored that I could have been there at that moment, because there was something magical happening right there on the porch of your house, and it was such a powerful experience that I feel honored to have witnessed it and to have been there. And of course, what came about was an informal initiation today. And you know, in your own life, you've been connected to Srila Prabhupada and to all of the devotees in such a big way.
One about the devotees.
You've done so much wonderful service for Srila Prabhupada's movement. So no doubt you've been connected with Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's devotees for so long.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I was just sending Giri Ratswami a text.
Well, the devotees were going around and speaking, but we just noticed that you were available. But if you want, we can finish this and then get back to you in 10 minutes. Or are you free? Or
I
don't know what your text was going to say.
I'm usually 99 cents a minute, but I'll go for free today. So where is Rajani Priya? I can see her. Mother Rose, I can see a few. Oh, Hare Krishna, there. Hare Krishna. Om Gyan Timuran Dishya Jananjana Shilakaya Chakshuramanitam Jinara Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. We're all born in the darkness of ignorance, and our spiritual master is opening our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge, and therefore we offer our humble, respectful obeisances in the dust of his lotus feet. Very special day for many of us. I think I got the message Rajane Priya, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And I'm sure many people, I missed what everybody said, so you may hear something again repeated. But Rajani Priya's involvement in the Hare Krishna movement is very significant. She performed a service that was very essential at a time when our movement was being, a lot of pressure was being placed on us by our families, because it was an unusual time. A lot of young people were joining, and a lot of parents were wondering why. And Rajani Priya Devadasi started the folk program, Friends of Lord Krishna, which was to help our parents understand what we were doing, why we were doing it, and that as a mother, she was explaining that it was okay for us to do it. And helped our society tremendously. And I was thinking this morning that, and also a day, I think it was yesterday or the day before when I was speaking with Giriraj Swami, that this is a lifetime of service. So many, I mean, it's decades, it's got to be over 40 years, over 40 years. What year did you start folk? It must have been 74, 75, something like that. 73? Yeah.
Well, I'm figuring around 1970, I think it's about 45 years. Or was it? Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Because Leela joined in 60.
The temple was brand new.
Yeah. Her daughter Leela joined in 1968.
That's right.
And Rose went down right after that. Rose and Sam.
So we're talking, you know, 4.5 decades at least. This morning I was thinking of that book, that first book of Lilamrita, Lifetime in Preparation. And I was thinking of Rajni Priya, A Lifetime of Seva, and now she's getting her, she baked a cake, and now with Giri Raj Swami and all the Vaishnavas there, they're putting the icing on the cake and finishing the offering to Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful, wonderful day. I feel, just seeing in the room, I feel like I'm there. It's just for all of us that have parents with difficulty. Thank you, Rajani Priya, for doing what you did, and your assistance to Srila Prabhupada in helping this movement in the early, all our struggles with those types of things. I'm sure that once the news gets out, which I assume it will, on ISKCON News and Dandavats and stuff like that, there'll be many, many joyous souls giving you their best wishes and whatever they have to continue in your Krishna consciousness with much enthusiasm now. Much enthusiasm. So, actually, I'll tell the truth. I took lunch and I was laying down with my computer on, my phone on, waiting for the Skype call to happen, and nothing woke me up. Somebody even came in my room and dropped off 3 bags of boba. I didn't hear them. So I was actually taken. I didn't even hear anything. So I apologize for that. I didn't know I was going to fall asleep like that, or that deep anyway. But at least I got a little moment with you. I do remember you every visit. I come to Carpentria to see Giriraj Swami. We get a chance to visit. And I look forward to the next one when I see you as Rajani Priya Devi Dasi, duly initiated member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Adios!
Can I listen in to a few of the
things? Yeah. Thank you. So let's go back to Rupa because what he was saying was really... Yeah.
You were in the porch.
Well, just on the day when we were sitting on the porch with you and the...
But he's connected.
The subject of your initiation came up. Honestly, there was such a powerful moment there. And when we were coming back in the car, I said to Guru Maharaj this, I thought you were going to give her name right there and there. That's how powerful the feeling was. And Guru Maharaj himself was saying that something very, very powerful had happened there. Like I said, I mean, my hairs are standing on end. I feel so blessed to have been there by Guru Maharaj's mercy and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and by your mercy as well, it is. And every time I've met you, you are such a dear person. As the devotees have been saying, I can only echo the same sentiments. that you invoke such a feeling of love and respect, and you're such a special person, and no doubt all the service that you've done for Srila Prabhupada, how pleased you must be for you taking on that very, very difficult role on his behalf and on behalf of all of the devotees. And there's no doubt that the Lord is so pleased with you. So this wonderful occasion that your connection to Srila Prabhupada and your connection to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this connection has been formalized. Of course, the connection has always been there, as Balaram Prabhu was saying. The connection has always been there, but now it's formally recognized. And all of us are so happy to be here with you on this wonderful occasion. Thank you very much. And personally, I ask for your blessings, that I may also perform some service that may attract the pleasure of my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's asking for Kunti. Oh, so you can speak in the meantime.
Hare Krishna.
Yes,
Ranjana Priya. For the first time I encountered you, I always felt that I needed to get your blessings and well wishes and affection, because somehow it became very clear to me from the very first time that you were very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Extremely dear to Srila Prabhupada, and I felt that anyone who received your affection and mercy
all of a sudden I can't hear.
Okay.
Yeah,
can you hear?
Us, but we won't hear him.
I guess silence means agreement.
Yeah, I was saying that. Yeah, I felt that I needed to get Rose's affection because she was very dear to Prabhupada, and if we got her affection, then definitely we would be blessed by Srila Prabhupada. So thank you for all your kindness and affection. You know, sometimes you joke about your memory, and sometimes you apologize for not remembering us, but you do it in such a wonderful way that it doesn't make us feel, oh, she doesn't remember me. We don't feel bad about it, because we know we're in your heart, and we pray to stay there forever, because then definitely you'll be at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Thank you for all your wonderful association.
Me? Yeah. The first time I recall meeting Rose was at a program at Urvasi and Maheshwar's house. And I was very impressed with her and Sam, because they listened so attentively, and it was so unusual to see a couple of that generation in the audience, and then on top of it they listened so attentively and enthusiastically. And then afterwards I approached them and we had some talk, and she told me that she lived in Carpinteria. But at that time I wasn't very clear about the geography, and in my mind I connected it with Ventura. So whenever I would drive through Ventura, I would think, oh, that's where Rose and Sam live. So then one day, you know, I moved here. And I went I walked to the beach. And on the way back, it was like really hot. And I was tired because I walked all the way to the beach and then I took my walk at the beach. So there was a florist shop. And I went in and I thought maybe, I can use the phone. But I don't know, they didn't. And I didn't quite. I thought I'd get some flowers for the ashram. And I thought, you know, they would just trust me. And I said I just live down the street, and I'll. And they said, you know, we don't do business like that here. So then after that, I didn't, you know, I just thought, okay, well, you know. So I was thinking, boy, I wish someone would give me a ride. But then I was thinking, this is America, you know, people don't just stop and give you a ride. So I was really dreading that long walk in the heat from Padaro Flores back to the ashram here. And suddenly this car stopped. And I was, you know, within my heart I was hoping someone would stop and give me a lift. But I didn't want to get my hopes up because I didn't want to be disappointed. And I thought it's impossible. But anyway, the car stopped and it was Rose and Sam. And they like the fulfillment of my desire, and they invited me in the car, and I think, did you take me to your house and show me where your house is? I think so, and then they dropped me off here. So like from the beginning of my stay here, they were helping, and we developed that relationship from then. And you know, Rose really made friends with some devotees' parents. Prahladananda Swami's parents came to live in this area just to be near her.
Wow.
And she was like very connected with Jayapataka Swami's mother. And there's a letter from Srila Prabhupada to you in which he says how Jayapataka Swami's mother came to India and had a good experience, and she can, I guess, help you with the other parents and help them to become more favorable. And it's just... But I really, I mean, that last visit at your house on Sunday, I mean, I the whole time I was thinking, wow, you know, I've like so far to go. Because you're like so personal with everyone, you know, and so kind to everyone. And just saying how so many of the neighbors are chanting, and how the homeless fellow has beads and he chants, and how once you came and you didn't have your beads and he reprimanded you, wear your beads. And there's a whole group. He got others along with him, and now there's a whole group who chant. So yeah, I think we should go down there once and meet that group. Yeah.
They enjoy chanting.
Yeah.
They enjoy.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well, would you like to speak a little? I mean, Indradumya Swami spoke so nicely, and then this is like totally amazing. It never happens. Niranjan Swami phoned me on my cell phone from Bologna. And it was just like right at the perfect moment. So like I answered the phone, and everyone just started laughing in ecstasy. And he said, "What's going on there?" So then I explained, and I said, "Would you like to say some words to Rose?" And yeah, he spoke very nicely. And she invited him to come back to her house and have strudel. And he said, I should book my ticket immediately. Yeah. Yeah. And now Ritadvija Swami is here.
Okay. Is strudel part of the feast?
Yes, the name is being offered right now.
Very nice.
It actually is, yeah.
Can you click the camera on that? Because I'm with you, but I just can't see.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, there's been so much glorification of you, Rose, and I will repeat what everyone said because I'm in full agreement. But I do want to just tell one story of something we went through together. Is that one night, your daughter, Leela Shakti, called me, and she said, "You had a very bad headache." And she asked me if I could go to your house. And I did. And when I got there, you were in total agony, just holding onto your head. But what struck me was that you were chanting. You were just saying, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." You were really in pain. It was, extreme. So anyway, we rushed to the hospital. We went to the emergency room. They thought you had a stroke. In the end, it turned out it wasn't a stroke. But the whole way in the car, you were chanting, just chanting. All you did was just chant, chant, chant. And then I realized that you were so ready to be with Krishna and to be with Srila Prabhupada. And I also, it just gave me the understanding that Srila Prabhupada, for all the service you did to him and his devotees and the movement, you know, he will be there for you. And for me, it was just a confirmation from everything we already see, we already knew, but that was really written in very big, bold letters, that when the time comes, when you're in times of distress and pain, you are calling out to Krishna. And anyway, they admitted you to the hospital, and you were, it wasn't a stroke, but I forget what it was. They gave you medication, and Susan came, and you were just so full of love. You know, Susan and I talked about it afterwards, because especially your children, Michael, Howard, and Leela, you know, you just were so full of love for them, and you kept feeling how blessed you were to have these amazing children. And I thought that was just so wonderful, that you just had this wonderful love for your children. And you also have love for everyone, actually. You know, you think of your neighbors and all of us, even if we don't always have time to visit you as much as we would like to, but I know you think of us and you love us, and you love us back just for that. And that whole night while you were in the hospital, it was just like a river of love that was flowing. I mean, Susan and I were there, and it was just, you were going, talking about your children, and you were ready to leave. You thought you maybe were leaving your body. And it was just, and I thought whatever time you may have left or may not have left, in a way it doesn't matter because you've already passed all the tests. You know, you're already there with Krishna and Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, the devotees, and I feel myself very fortunate to have been there with you that night, and let alone all the other times that we stayed together. But I hope we can get lots and lots of your company and association and love and friendship, and I'm so happy that you're here just down the road and that you're part of our lives. And I heard something Urvasi said earlier, that she doesn't know how you do it, but you somehow creep into everybody's hearts. You do. I hope to just get a little bit of that quality that you have. Thank you very much, Rose, for everything you do for all of us. A wonderful example.
Do you want to invite anyone who's...
Oh, here.
Oh, here. Yeah.
Yes.
Beautifully, beautifully.
Well,
and so many people are watching online.
Well, I would say that your example of being the mother, the friend, the wife, it's all been very inspiring for me. Watching how you lived here in Carpentaria for so many years, first when you were younger, and you were doing programs to stay connected and bring Krishna consciousness to others. I remember when I first moved here, you used to tell me how you used to have these amazing programs that like 200 people would come. And I didn't know you very well at that time, but I remember when I first joined, I saw you in Los Angeles. And I think that was like in 1980. I think it was still going there. But it was another devotee that was helping you with, what was the name of her for children and for the kids? Folk?
Yeah.
Folk, nice. No, it was...
Koma Dog?
Koma Disciple.
Jagadatri.
Yeah,
Jagadatri.
And I remember Jagadatri introduced me to you so long ago, and she was explaining to me how you had created this for parents of the devotees. And, you know, when I joined, it was very difficult for my parents to accept. And I just remember appreciating what a nice service that was for so many devotees when they join at that time. It's really difficult to explain to your parents. So I remember taking that little leaflet home and to the temple that I joined in, and just wishing that one day my parents would accept like you had. So back to your qualities of being a good mother, and then I got to actually see you in action with your husband when we first moved to Carpentaria. That was really amazing. Because you're so devoted to each other and always concerned for each other, and you would, you know, come to all our programs, and just, it was like such a good example for us, you know, being young and thinking, oh, I remember thinking, I hope I'm like that, like how you were, you know, supportive of the husband and vice versa. And then just then the later stage of you just being very motherly, I remember we would come to programs and you would take such an interest in the children, and like Radhika, you would come up to her and you would hug her and ask her how she's doing. Just, you know, that quality of just being concerned and not for yourself but others.
even though you were going through so much in your own personal life. As soon as you'd see everybody, you would feel like they were your family. And you kept saying that to me at one time. You know, we're like a family. So I want to just appreciate who you are and such a good example for us. When we reach your age, we hope, like Kunti said, we'll be remembering Krishna when our body starts giving out. And also there was one quality that really struck me last year was when Maharaj came to your house. And you were so like attached to him, like, and you know that you kind of like knew he's the one who can really help you to Krishna. And I really liked that. I thought, oh, she's just, see, because of all the service that you did, you're at the end of your life, you're attached to a sadhu, to someone who will take you to Krishna. So thank you for being the example that we need.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, one thing I forgot to say. Rose, I forgot to mention, indirectly, I also want to thank Leela Shakti, because I know that she acted as a guru to you in many ways, as a teacher, and she always guided you. And many times I would come and visit you, and you said, I have this and this, I'm thinking this and this, but Leela tells me, I'll just forget it, Mom. You know, she was guiding you in so many ways, and you were guiding her, and I just want to use this opportunity because I never really had a chance otherwise to acknowledge the role that Leela Shakti played in your life as a daughter, as a teacher, as a, you know, and she's also missed and remembered and loved by all of us.
I just remembered one thing when you were talking at your house, and it was during, I believe, one of the birthday parties that we had for you there. And we were all sitting at your long table, and you were at one end, and Sam was at the other end. And we just felt like, you know, we're having one big family meal with our parents. It was so nice. And I was looking at you and Sam, looking at each other, just full of love. And I posed the question to both of you.
Did you?
That, what is it? You've been together for 65 years, I think it was. And so in love.
Yeah.
And what was that secret that, you know, to your marriage, to the relationship? And both you and Sam, almost simultaneously, looked at each other in the eye and just said, respect. That you both respected each other so much. And I was just thinking when I thought of that, and that's you. You respect each and every one of us. You respect everyone you come in contact with, like these homeless. And everyone.
Yeah.
You respect everyone. I mean, I've got chills saying that. Because unconsciously or consciously, you see the spirit. You see the spirit soul within all of us. You see who we really are. You don't judge people by the outside. And you find that love in our hearts. And you connect with that. Yeah. Thank you.
I forget the year, but Mukunda and Mira got married in a ceremony, very small ceremony right out here. And you and Sam were there, one of the few people. And afterwards, your Sam said that you liked the ceremony so much that the two of you were going to have a renewal of your marriage vows with a Vedic ceremony. So that was like, and he was 90 then, and that mood was there. And as far as her not seeing the bodily coverings, but just seeing the soul within, I noticed that in relation to Radhe, that sometimes, oh well, you should have seen when, well, you did see when.
I didn't see, but I heard.
Oh yeah.
When she arrived.
Yeah, Radhe went wild.
Crazy.
Radhe went wild. But I could see that she was like so tuned in to Radhe's psychology. Like she knew what was on her mind, and it was like really amazing. Especially for someone that doesn't even have pets, but just because of her respect and care for living, all living entities. Yeah. It was really, she was saying, oh, she's feeling this, she's feeling that, I better give her some water to drink or some treat to eat. Yeah. Radha Priya?
Hare Krishna. First of all, I just want to say it's such an honor and such good fortune to be here for this very, very special occasion today. I think you've been a motivation for everyone, inspiring everyone in the Krishna consciousness. This morning I was making a cake to bring over here, and Apsara asked me who it was for. So I said we were going to bring it to you because it's a special day for you. So she asked me if it's Granny Rose's birthday. And I said yes, it's her spiritual birthday. So she was very excited to come over. And she colored a picture for you, but in the rush of coming here we forgot it at home, but maybe we'll see you the next time. But we all just remember you so fondly over the years. One of the nicest things that I like to experience time and time over again is just the interaction between you and Maharaj whenever you are together. It's just so wonderful. It's like a mother and a son. so much going on in that relationship, and it's just so nice to be there when it's happening. I'm so glad that we are connected to you in some way. I thank you for everyone here in this little devotee community, you, the mother and the grandmother to all of us here. And I'm really happy that I was able to share this day with you. Thank you. I'm sorry, I wasn't sure that Maharaj gave me your name, so I'm not sure.
Yes.
I remember that.
Rajani Priya.
Rajani
was the name of Srila Prabhupada's mother, and also it's the name of Goddess Durga, who's also like Divine Mother. So, yeah. I want to say something else about Rose. That Rose also has I don't know if you know this, you might know this word, spunky side to her. She has a spunky side to her. And although almost everyone in her community loves her, and so many of them chant, and like just when we were sitting out on her porch, so many people came by and waved and greeted her. But somehow that lady across the street has a sort of mean side to her. And she just gets upset if anyone parks there or whatever it is. She gets upset. So one day, she was upset about something, and she was just really like ranting and raving to Rose, just going on and on and on and on. And at the end of it all, and Girihari Priya was there. So at the end of it all, Rose said to Girihari Priya, "What did she say? I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear a word she said. Could you ask her to repeat it?" There's one other example. Oh, yes! Now I remember. Yeah, there was another one. So Rose was one of the, you know, being here as long as she was, at that time there weren't many like Jewish temples. Some were just sort of forming. And she, you know, when people found out that she was interested in Hare Krishna, like they didn't think this was proper, that she should be chanting Hare Krishna. So I think maybe 2 or 3 years ago, now there's like a famous rabbi in New York called the Kirtan Rabbi. Yeah. And so he came to the big Reform congregation here in Santa Barbara, congregation B'nai B'rith, and he did like a demonstration. And she went. And first of all, she said that, you know, he's not like Prabhupada. He's like just a show. But then she said that the real reason she came was so that she could sort of tell all the people from back then who criticized her for her involvement with kirtan, okay, now you're having kirtan right in your temple, so, you know, what about that? So like she wanted to like have the last word, and she did. She was absolutely right.
I also see that side of you because you've been very open with those of us you've allowed to be your friends. And so even though you're senior in every way, you have been humble enough to express your doubts, express your concerns, express the things that trouble you. And that's perfect, because we're through life without having thoughts come into mind that may trouble us. Mm-hmm. But to take them to the devotees, that's the perfect process whereby our doubts can be resolved, our faith can be strengthened. And so that's one quality in you that hadn't been mentioned. Everyone can see your loving side, and you have such a loving side. But like all of us, the mind can give trouble to anyone, as we have a material mind and body. But you always come to the devotees with anything that troubles you. And that, I hope to always follow that example, because I think that that is the process whereby we can all become peaceful and happy in Krishna consciousness.
Yes, I just thought of something when you were saying spunky. I've just noticed in Rose when I'm with her, and then Giri Rajaswami happens to come on the scene. Either he shows up at your house when we're all there unexpectedly, or, you know, when he comes out or comes over to a house where we're having a program. I've noticed that, Rose, you just get overwhelmed with this loving feeling. And I know I was standing next to you once when Maharaj was coming in, and you turn to me and you go, "I can hug him, can't I?" You know, and you're sannyas, you know. And I'm like, "I don't know. I know I can." She goes, "But I'm so old, and he's so young, and he's like my son." And I'm like, "You make that decision, not me." And she went up and she put her arm around Maharaj. And it was just so innocent and so sweet. Yes.
How do you spell it? Google your name.
R-A-J-A-N-I. Rajani. R-A-J-A-N-I. Priya. Actually,
Krishna?
Yes.
I just happened to get a WhatsApp from Vrijam Prabhu, and he said, asked me when I was leaving, and I said tomorrow, and I said that Bhaktin Rose got initiated today at Giri Rajaswami's house, and I'm watching it on Skype. So he said to please send her all his affection and appreciations, and whatever I don't remember exactly what it I can remember. Here, I'll just say it. He wasn't by his computer. He was by his phone. Okay. Let's see, which one did I played the wrong one.
Well, it sounded good.
I liked
it. I saw her at Karen's Marathon's place. How wonderful. Hopefully, if you can put your 2 cents in for me, perhaps you can offer my prayers that.
There you go. Another one tunes in. He just said, could you hear him?
Yeah, but at the end, I think a train passed. There was some noise.
No, it's not the train, it's the 747 air conditioner they have in the room. He said to please offer his respects to that wonderful, wonderful mother. Can you hear me? The 747 is still warming up.
Can you turn it off? Or is it?
I hope it doesn't attack me.
Because he said something really nice that the last time he was here and met her, and then that part got drowned out by the 747. Hare Krishna. That was Vrijam Prabhu.
Oh yeah, Borjam Prabhu, he's in Perth doing a retreat with the devotees.
Wow, you're getting good wishes and blessings from all over the world.
It's an international affair.
Yeah.
We have to invent a fax machine to fax that strudel over here, too.
Did you hear Balaram's talk? Balaram TKG?
No, I didn't. I reckon I heard him laughing a few times.
All right, well, I'll tell you later. It was really nice.
Okay, yeah, for some reason, at one point the sound went off and then I had to recall, but I don't think it was Balaram. I think I got in after his talk.
Yeah, no, he had already finished. So yeah. There's one person here who hasn't spoke, and that's Krishna Kirtan, so...
Okay.
We'll ask him to speak.
I was going to ask Giriraj Maharaj to narrate that small anecdote I was trying to recall in relation to what His Holiness Chaitanya Swami said about not having enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was some years ago, maybe 1980, and there were like so many problems in the movement. And Jaya Dwaita Swami commented that the problem with ISKCON is we don't have grandmothers. In other words, we didn't have any grandmothers who were experienced to tell us what to do. So we were just like youngsters, you know, fumbling around on our own. He said, yeah, problem with this kind is we don't have grandmothers.
So I was fortunate, Rose, to come to your 93rd birthday in Carpentaria with Giriraj Swami. I remember we all had a very good time. We had a cake for you and we said a few words. And at that time in my mind, I just thought whether we would be able to see more of such occasion and gatherings. And I can see that it's possible. It's been possible. It's even more than what I thought. So I want to thank you for allowing me to celebrate this occasion with you. Yeah, so thank you.
My pleasure.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, it's not customary to give gifts to the initiate. I think it's just because of their love for you that they're doing it.
The collection is what's usually customary. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is... Everyone wants to reciprocate your love and care for them.
That from all of us to you that you give now to your guru for initiation.
Like a gift. You're giving him a gift to reciprocate.
This is part of the tradition. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada said the initiation is not complete without the giving of dakshina. So now it's complete. Jai.
Jai.
And the distribution of prasadam.
Balaram likes that one. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Maharaj.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm sorry. I was amazed. I was so deeply in samadhi there that I didn't even hear the Skype ring or the phone ring or the devotees come in my room. It's like pretty deep.
But
at least I got at least the second part.
Yeah.
And we got to say a little something to Rajani Priya Devi Dasi.
Yeah.
And kept the mercy coming. So.
Yeah. But I wanted you to hear what Balaram said. So maybe I'll summarize it.
Okay.
Or do you want to tell it again?
You want.
You tell it again.
Okay.
Yeah. It was really good. Really good.
So I was just telling Rajani Priya Devidasi that I did Kamal Krishna Goswami, I did ask him a long time ago, what's the difference between being not initiated, the gifts that you're doing being before initiation and after initiation. And so he said, it's like buying a car that when before initiation you go on a test drive. And on that test drive, you actually get already the benefits of driving the car. You enjoy driving the car around your community. You even bring the car to your home. And you already benefits, the benefits are already there. And even the store that gave you the test drive, they know you. The salesman, the sales manager, and everyone there. But when you get initiated, you sign the contract. And the mother company, and just in case it's Toyota, I'm a Toyota salesman. So the mother company, the corporate, the mother company, the headquarters, actually when you sign the contract, they acknowledged you're a buyer, you're an owner, that your name immediately goes into the whole network and you're acknowledged. It's straight. In this case, the spiritual network, straight to the spiritual world.
Nice.
Agni Priya Dasi, Krishna acknowledges you.
That's the Hare Krishna company.
That's the Hare Krishna company. That's the mother company right here. Straight.
Hare
Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right, thank you, Maharaj.
Hope we get to speak before I leave.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Okay.
We will.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let you on our prasadam, and I'll just dream of the sprudel. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.